we can be a champion for our school every day because we see it up close and personal, the difference it made in the lives of students who would have been non-completers. They're now high school graduates, college graduates, employed in our community, employed in Kansas City. And that all took place because of the vision of Mark Hotman and Fred Kaufman so many years ago.
The Hayes USD 49 Virtual School has kicked off their year. Lead instructor Sandra Hickert stops by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Some people with our new name, Hayes Virtual School, assume this is a new entity within 489, but actually on June 1st, we celebrated our 23rd anniversary in existence. We were founded by Fred Kaufman, Mark Hotman, and Anita Schlegel, who put their heads together and founded an adult education center that was a diploma completion program. So an alternative to the GED that gave adults the opportunity to come back to high school and get their Hayes High School diploma. And so that's where we started 23 years ago. And with the advancements in technology, what we found was there was a definite need to keep up with that technology and to make diploma completion available off-site. Learning centers, believe it or not, now are 20 and 25 years old, so it was an outdated name. And so last year, in the 2022-23 school year, we adopted a more up-to-date, more reflective of what we do, Hayes Virtual School.
Excellent. Yeah, and I wonder if you want to talk a little bit more about that, about how that vision kind of has adopted the model and how you guys do it here in Hayes.
Sure. Well, if I can step out of my teacher role for a minute and plagiarize, I would say we do it by our community connected. Hayes Virtual School could not do what we do and experience the student successes that we experience without the community of Hayes in our region. I've always said, if there is a committee meeting in the city of Hayes, we want a seat at that table. Because can you imagine our community without education, without all of our school systems? You know, currently Ron Wilson, our superintendent, started his tenure here at Hayes by completely emptying the bleachers of staff and faculty on his very first day. And he made us go outside, grab a rope, and together pull this gigantic activity bus. And it was analogous to 489, we will pull this bus together. And so when you looked at that image, even though it was 103 the day he had us pulling
thanks,
the bus.
Ron, come on.
Thank you, Ron. even though it was 103 degrees out there, the reality is we had some administrators on the rope up front. We had teachers on the front bumper. We had all kinds of faculty and staff pushing from behind. But the reality was that bus rolled. And so we are just one aspect of what is USD 489. And the really great thing about that is we have traditional schools in Hayes. We have Hayes High School. We have the private school, Thomas More Prep Marion. And there are just times that a student has circumstances and conditions that make that traditional school just not fit correctly. And so that is where you just need that one other person to help pull the bus. And we are that person and we are that school. So it's been a great thing in our community because it allows us, as Mr. Wilson, I'm sure y'all probably have these memorized, but it gives us an opportunity, being unique and being distinctive. We can be a champion for our school every day because we see it up close and personal, the difference it made in the lives of students who would have been non-completers. They're now high school graduates, college graduates, employed in our community, employed in Kansas City. And that all took place because of the vision of Mark Hotman and Fred Kaufman so many years ago.
Very cool. I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about some of maybe the successes that you've seen come out of the program in recent years.
Thank you. Well, I will tell you one of the things that we all still hear reports on the news at night about the impact of COVID on education and our learning loss for students. And this is in no way a statement of, wow, look at us. However, our students were already online learners. They were getting their education online. They were doing, completing classes, succeeding. And so, honestly, we did things like made sure families had food boxes, made sure they had what they needed to keep that student stable, because the reality is you're never going to educate an unstable student. It's a factor of stabilization first and education second. And with that stabilization, you bring about a much better student being able to receive that education and really go on and succeed. So ironically, 2020, the year of COVID, was our banner year. And on August 1st of 2020, on the tennis courts of the old Hayes High School, now known as Rockwell Administration Center, 42 students crossed the stage to get their diploma. And we had students heading directly into nursing programs. We had students that were going to be within 1 year fixing your car at one of our great businesses here in Hayes. And once those salons opened back up, we had people that were cutting hair. And sometimes there can be that stereotype. Well, there's only students that have encountered these really unfortunate life events, and we get a those kids mentality regarding students attend the Learning Center, Hayes Virtual School. But let me just shatter that for just a moment, can I? Because I've got a student at Fort Hays State University majoring in the physics department, and he's a NASA scholar.
Wow.
We've had numerous Dane G. Hansen scholars, and so they've gone on and used that career in technical education to pay for their schooling through NCK Tech or another trade institution. I maybe not as well known in Hayes, but they're well known to Hayes Virtual School, is Francis and Cecil Obrate out of Garden City. And the wonderful thing about Francis and Cecil is they will help me if I've got a student that ages out of foster care and has nowhere to go. They will help me with any kid that wants to be in concurrent credit classes but can't afford the tuition. The Obrate Foundation will pay for that. And they have wonderful directors that just do a great job. And then I can't fail to mention just a couple of people who are the Hayes way, which is what Ron says. He doesn't say we're the USD 489 way. He's like, we are at USD 489. We are the Hayes way. And the director of admissions at Fort Hays State University, John Armstrong, that man will sprint across campus to once again reconnect with a Hayes Virtual School student. Eric Burke and Trisha Klein at NCK Tech and Randy Gershner at Hayes Academy of Hair Design. That's why I say our community connected, because these are people in post-secondary, but they grab those students and they come on in. They say, come on in, because you already know how to be an online learner. And we all know the size and strength of the virtual college at Fort Hays State.
I love that. We've got to just a couple minutes left. I wonder if you want to talk a little bit more about some of how the community also plays a role in this.
Well, if there are any resources in our tool belt, it all started with those seats at the table. You know, interestingly, if you sit on very many committees in Hayes, you're going to find yourself looking across the table at some of the same people, because you can tell who truly believes Hayes is a great place to live. And, you know, definitely we serve regionally. We help La Crosse, Victoria, Plainville, Ellis. We're here in the region and can actually help any student in the state of Kansas. But working with agencies for transitional housing, if we have a student that needs chemical dependency, we now have some dual diagnosis treatment. We have life skills and counseling and mentorships. Hungry students are not your strongest students. I can always say there's nothing we love more than to feed students. And we happen to share a commons area in the Hadley Center with the Veterans Commission. Well, the supervisor for Veterans Affairs, he loves to feed kids more than I do. He has stocked the freezer of our refrigerator. He comes around every morning with fresh fruit, plates of cookies, donuts. He makes monthly trips to Daylight Donuts. And gosh, he just keeps our kids fed and they're ready to go. And it is people in our community seeing that Hayes Virtual School makes a difference and has a good plan for every student every day, which is what is the core of USD 489. And in the end, what it comes down to, whether you are in early childhood at USD 489 or you're the government teacher at Hayes High School, we still have one focus, and that one focus is fostering a successful high school graduate. And so it does take absolutely every step. So do I have respect for those early childhood? Absolutely. Do I adore Tom Albers taking care of those middle school students who are just going to, he's just, you know, not only a great administrator, but a great dad figure to those students that maybe didn't have a dad. And so it brings them to our school and we just pick up there. And so all the work may have come before us. We're just fortunate enough to be the one that gets to stand in the harvest field and hand out the diplomas and say, man, there's nothing better than harvest time. And that's who we are at Hayes Virtual School.